make it a short sermon this afternoon. Turn with me to Judges chapter 14 in your Bibles, please. Judges chapter 14, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. Behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion, and he took thereof in his hands, and went on eating, and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told them not that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments? And they said unto him, Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they said unto Samson's wife, Entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him, and said, Thou dost but hate me, and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, Behold, I have not told it my father or my mother, and shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days, while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto him on the 7th day before the sun went down, What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. May God add his blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. This is one of those passages where we have a decided difference between the older and the newer commentators. The older commentators are more forward to protect Samson and his reputation, and the newer commentators are less forward to do so. And part of that centers around the interpretation of a particular verse. For instance, verse 4. We have in verses 1 through 4 the description of Samson as he comes to his father and says, I want that Philistine woman for my wife. And of course, his parents remonstrate with him. They stand against him, and they said, now hold on here. You're only supposed to marry from the children of Israel. And he said, no, you get her. She's the one that pleases me. Now, here is the distinction in interpretation. It centers around verse 4. But his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. In the middle of that verse there, the word he, it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Who's the he? The older commentators say it's Samson, and the younger commentators say it's the Lord. I'm more inclined to think that everything we see here, the entire orchestration, is part of the genius of Samson, as the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, and that it is Samson himself that seeks an occasion against the Philistines, because it was of the Lord that he sought that occasion, because he was moved by the Spirit of God to throw off the yoke of the Philistines. And so he chooses out a Philistine wife. It may be that he never intended to marry her, but that he intended throughout this entire drama, if you will, to put forth a riddle and on the final day tell her the riddle, knowing that she would tell the rest of the Philistines, and they would come back, and then he would, in the fulfilling of the vow that he had made to give them 30 changes of raiment, to go and kill 30 of them and take those and give them to the men who were given there to watch him. Because I believe that's what the Philistines did. Oh, you have this Israelite come down, and he's supposed to be a mighty man? Well, we'll give him 30 companions. We'll give him 30 guys to keep an eye on him. So what Samson does is he orchestrates through this marriage arrangement here, is he orchestrates that he might have an occasion to strike at the Philistines to begin to break the yoke from off of the back of the children of Israel. See, that's the view of the older commentators. The view of the younger commentators is that Samson is simply a man moved by his passions, and the Lord is orchestrating things behind the scenes. I'm rather inclined to think that we might think a little better of Samson than we would be otherwise minded to if we took all of the advice from the younger commentators or the newer commentators. But we don't want to say that Samson is entirely guiltless here. Remember, I told you to pay close attention to the vow of the Nazarite. Do you see how Samson violates the vow of the Nazarite here in this chapter? He approaches a dead body, and he takes the honey out of the carcass of the lion. As a Nazarite, as one that had the Nazarite vow upon him, he was not to come near anything that was dead. So after the lion came upon him, and it was fine for him to slay the lion, that was in his own defense. And so he slays the lion, he rends it, he tears it in two, and he leaves the carcass there. And coming back by there, he finds that a nest of bees has landed in the lion's carcass. And they have built themselves a honeycomb, and they have produced honey. And so what Samson does is he reaches into the carcass of the lion with his hands, and he takes out that entire honeycomb, and he's eating on the honey as he leaves. See, he has come in contact with a dead body there. So we do learn something about Samson here. We learn that Samson has not as much respect to his Nazarite vow as he ought. But I do believe that he has orchestrated this entire scenario here with the Philistines, because I do believe that the he there relates to Samson and not to the Lord, that his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he, Samson, sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So, we learn something about Samson, don't we? We learned that he is perhaps not as swarthy as we thought he might be. He is indeed brave and innovative and daring, which is why I thought that the latter name, Shemo, Samson, was probably chosen rather than, Sunshine. I think probably he was given that name because, you know, by the spirit of prophecy that it was going to speak of his daring and resourcefulness. That is more what we see of Samson than sunshine, right? Because he's not really a sunshine to his parents, is he? He's kind of a grief to them. But he is daring and resourceful in his prosecuting of the throwing off of the yoke of the Philistines. So, notice also that he took the honey out of the carcass, violating his own Nazirite vow, and then he took it to his parents and he gave it to them too, polluting them. They also became unclean. Now they didn't know it. He didn't tell them that it was out of the body, the carcass of a lion that he took the honey. Okay, so then this whole scenario of the lion and the honey becomes the basis of this riddle. And notice he gives them 7 days to solve the riddle. There's 30 of them. So he says, you give me 30 changes of raiment if you can't, and I'll give you 30 if you can. And when they are able to do so, do you think that Samson thought that when he told his wife, she wouldn't tell them? Do you think he was that foolish? Well, I don't think so. I think he knew she would tell them because he sought occasion against them. And he knew what he would do. He knew that he would go and find 30 other Philistines and kill them and take their clothing and give that clothing to those 30 that had been assigned to be his keepers, his watchers. So I think that's what's going on here in chapter 14. Now, what use can we make of them? Well, first of all, that God uses those that are imperfect. Samson obviously has his flaws here. And yet the Lord uses him. The Spirit of God comes upon him in a couple of different occasions here. Notice verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave the change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went unto his father's house. Notice he didn't even demand the wife. Doesn't make sense unless it was his plan all along to seek that wife in order that he might find a way to get at the Philistines. Okay? So thus ends the reading then of Judges chapter 14. Let's stand and continue calling.